Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday, and joining us on the line is the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ryan Peterson, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look here at your team coming in, obviously last year a pretty senior-heavy team, losing guys Drake Canavan, Tyrion Franklin, just to name a couple guys right off the bat that have moved on to graduation. But you do have some really talented guys coming back. Jackson Morris is back. Josh Miller is back. A couple of the starters from last year's team. You got a couple younger guys that have some really high upside, like a Gavin Peterson, a Trenton Robinson, and an Adrian Whipple. And just overall, from the end of last season through offseason workouts to now the start of practice today, just what are some things that you've noticed about this year's team that you and the staff really like coming into the season?
This team has a lot of we got to make up for a lot of points that we lost last year and rebounds and things. And I think the boys are really buying in. We've had open gyms almost all summer and into the fall, and we've had really, really good numbers. And it seems like they're all in. They want to be successful. And I probably have more kids out for basketball this year than I have in probably my 15 years of being here. So it's pretty exciting to see that many that want to be out for basketball and want to help the team.
I mean, you look at the starters returning in Jackson Morris and Josh Miller. Obviously, Jackson, one of the top scorers last year, now will really shoulder a lot of the load in terms of scoring. And Josh Miller, maybe an undersized post, but definitely a great athlete down low. From those two specifically, what are some areas that you've seen improvement in through the offseason, where maybe some areas that you would like to see them grow in as we get into the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, Jackson last year, I think he made 49 three-pointers on the year, and actually I think his shooting has gotten better. He had a little injury during football season and had to take a little time off, and I think that actually is going to benefit him, just get his body ready and everything. And he's been shooting really, really well in open gyms. And, Josh is going to have to take, more of a scoring role this year, and I think he can do it. He can drive to the basket, and he can rebound and put it back in, and so I'm pretty excited for those two. I think they've really, Jackson for sure has really taken on more of a leadership role. And, you know, this is his fourth year of playing varsity basketball. So I think the time is right. And he's set for a pretty solid year.
And looking at some of these younger guys we talked about, I brought up three of them, and Adrian Whipple, Trenton Robinson, and Gavin Peterson. Those are just three guys that, off the top of my head, that had impacts, at least on the football team this year, and obviously know that they were pretty impact guys on JV a year ago. You know, what's been their process, you know, going into their second year of the program, and maybe who are some other guys that are looking like they could be big contributors here for this team?
Yeah, I think those three especially, well, and actually a couple other sophomores, they just realized that, they're going to have to step up this year and make up for some of the points and rebounds and, you know, assists and things that were lost last year. They've got to do the little things. Gavin's my son, and he's going to be the tallest guy out there. So, we've had a lot of conversations about, not worrying about scoring, just worry about doing the little things, rebounding, boxing out, and Adrian Whipple is going to be, very, very important for us this year. He's going to have to, take on the point guard role, and Trenton Robinson, I don't think there's a tougher kid on the team than Trenton, and I think it's been that way since he's been in seventh grade, eighth grade. So really looking forward to those two guys, and we've got some juniors that can play as well. So, and we also have a foreign exchange student on our team this year that, he's going to be a good little player for us and is going to be able to, really take over for, we run five guards basically, and he just kind of fits in very, very well. And he can, he's about 6'1", so he can rebound and dish and kind of do it all. So I'm pretty excited to see him play and see how these guys gel together.
And as we look at the schedule coming up, obviously today being the first day of practice, a week from today, you guys are at a jamboree up at West Hancock before you go into the Thanksgiving break, and then you guys hit the ground running. You open up, obviously, with the rivalry matchup with the Clarion Goldfield Owls on December 2nd. You follow that up with a home game in your conference opener with Forest City, and then you travel to West Hancock that Friday. And just through those first, through that jamboree and then the first couple of games, what's maybe a goal you and the staff have in mind for this team to set for these first slate of games coming down the road?
Yeah, we just got to figure out who's going to step up and take on the leadership role, you know, especially when things aren't going our way. You know, it's easy to lead when you know the ball's going through the basket or we're getting stops on defense. But, you know, I'm kind of hoping we have a little tough time in these games, and that way I can see, you know, who's going to step up and be a leader and who's going to be that positive person on the court. And I think just, you know, in our league, you know, so many people or so many teams press us and, you know, press other teams. And I just want to see us take care of the ball and be able to rebound. You know, like I said, we're not exactly giants out there on the court. So we need to stick our butt in someone and really box out and go get the ball. So those are the two major things I really want to see.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the start of practice this week.
All right, thank you, Quinn.
Yep, that was Ryan Peterson, the head boys basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa Webster City. We're back with Roland Story coach Darren Berger, and after the break.